Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
Good evening to our fellow Filipinos. Good morning and good afternoon kung meron mang outside Philippines dyan. Welcome to Freelancing with Faith. We are Connie and Belle and we're here to help you how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the boss. So ayan, meron na naman kaming special guest. Kasi itong audience natin, mas gusto nyo lang may kasama tayo eh. So ito, may guest na ulit kami. As promised. And if I were you, kung nandito ka na ko, magtanong ka na habang kausap natin siya. Kasi grabe, grabe yung matututunan natin dito. At tsaka surprising, basta may surprise lang. Sa mga ginawa
hold
niya.
Hold muna, hold.
Oo. Ayan. So, introduce muna si Bel.
Okay. So, we are so excited because we are so blessed with our guest for tonight. Our guest for tonight is a business storyteller and motion designer. He's the founder and managing director of Soapy Creatives, which helps businesses explain, educate, and engage their audience through custom-crafted visual animations about their products, services, ideas, or stories. So sa mga video editors dyan, mga creatives, this is for you. He graduated BS Chemical Engineering from UP Diliman and had 11 years of corporate work experience before changing careers to become a motion designer and run his own design business. He's also helping educate designers and freelance professionals about the business of design. And most importantly, our guest is a husband to his lovely wife. Naka-indicate pa dito to one lovely wife with emphasis. And a father to 3 wonderful kids. So without further ado, here's Mr. Charlie Aquino. Yay!
Ooh, hello!
Welcome, everyone. Thanks, Connie, for the introduction. I'm glad to be here sharing this with you. And gusto ko yung, ano nyo, yung tagline nyo, helping people, you know, para grow in their freelance business with God. So it's a very wonderful thing.
Yes, thank you. Yung follow-up na yun eh, yung with God, yun yung nagpapapush sa amin dito kasi alam namin marami ng freelancing channel.
Marami na, yeah, actually. Kahit kami, we started talagang with a lot of prayers in, ano, on our, to really be successful in our freelance business.
Okay. Yeah.
Historia yan. Pero siguro mamaya, pwede natin pag-usapan yan.
Ayan. Actually, pwede na. Kasi
segue na.
Oh, se-segue na kami kasi bago yung formal na ano, tanungan, Q&A. Ito muna, short story muna tayo. O ano ba yan?
Okay.
Kahit hindi short, okay lang.
Kahit hindi short. So sige. Sige, brief background lang ano. So sabi nga ni Belle during the introduction, I used to work 11 years corporate. Actually, 5 years of that was education in UP Diliman. I was teaching as a instructor, assistant professor in chemical engineering. So, layo, no? Tapos, the last 6 years was spent in two companies, two multinationals. So, Unilever, and then I was with Sanofi. Sanofi Aventis at that time, pero ngayon, balik na ulit sila sa Sanofi. Ang daming merger yan eh. So, it's a pharma company. So, I was working mostly in product development. So, medyo ano, R&D. Okay, yan yung ano, line of work ko talaga. Research and development, developing mga products. So, yeah, dati ang parang ginagawa ko yan. Nag-launch ng Lactacid. Nag-launch ng parang Surf dishwashing liquid. So, those were my projects during that time. And then after a while, after working mga 11 years, I got tired up. I sort of had this dream of having a business of my own. But I didn't know what to do. So, and then during that time, this was around 2008, I just had this urge to, ano, parang, kasi noon, yung wife ko, ano na kami noon, boyfriend, girlfriend na. And then we got engaged quite shortly after that. And we were scheduled to be married October 2009. So sabi ko, this is the last year that I can probably take on risks. So in 2008, so I prayed a lot about it. And with guidance naman from God, ano yan eh, parang I had that courage to just have that leap of faith and resign from my work. Okay? As in talaga ano yun, walang retrenchment or walang economic ano. I think that was fortunate on my end, unlike other people that I know na talaga nawalan ng trabaho. Ako talaga parang it was a decision that I had to make. Ano yun eh, parang give up what I have already. It was kind of a big thing to give up actually. Laki ng sweldo ko noon. Laki ng sweldo ko noon, executive management na. Tapos, I had a car na libre. Okay, tapos, libre yung gasolina ko. Parang gano'n. Ang dami na yun. No? Tapos, parang I was geared almost, siguro within 2 years, if I stayed, within 2 years, I would probably be living in Singapore already, assigned international role. Pero sabi ko, I had to give that up kasi meron akong dream na gusto ipursue. So after praying hard about it, I resigned from work. And then, you know, I just hopped on and then I didn't know what to do. I didn't know freelancing about it that time. So I was doing a lot of different things, parang multi-level marketing and those things and everything. Parang trying, hindi ko alam. And then a friend introduced me to parang Upwork. And then I tried it. Tapos sabi ko, looks interesting. Pero wala rin nangyari sa akin. It was just another fad. Parang kalat-kalat yung buhay ko. Hindi ko alam. But I was studying at that time. I went back to university to study during that time na wala ko. So sa parang ako may ginagawa naman. And then, nagulat na lang ako. 6 months after I resigned, nainggit yung... Nag-resign din siya.
Pwede bang sabihin na wag muna?
Kakasal kami. Imagine mo, kakasal kami. Parehan mo ng trabaho. March. I resigned sometime May 2008. Siya nag-resign siya mga March of 2009. Tapos, when she resigned, alam niya na yung Upwork at that time, tapos may profile na siya. And then she started on that business, Upwork lang siya. Tapos, nagulit na lang ako, parang isang buwan pa lang siya. Wala bang isang buwan? May project na kagad siya. So, talaga ako, parang halos isang taon na akong nagtatry na ako. Parang wala pa rin ako nagagawa. So, nagtry siya sa Upwork. Tapos yun, nakakuha siya ng kliyente. She was doing a video at that time. So, sabi ko, baka sandali lang yan. And then nagulat ako, meron na naman siya project. Parang okay ah. And then I realized one of the lessons, the hard lessons for me at that time was, really focus was, the biggest challenge I had was, parang I knew a lot of things. Parang marami ko alam gawin. Parang kaya mong mag-blog, kaya mong magsulat, kaya mong gumawa ng videos. Marami. And by trying to spread yourself all over the place, it doesn't really bring you anywhere. Okay? So, at that time, sabi ko, tignan ko nga nung ginagawa nung fiancé ko. And then, siya, nag-focus lang siya on really doing videos on that. So, after that, ang ginawa niya, tuloy pa rin ako ang ginagawa ko. And then, after that, nagkaroon siya ng opportunity na magkaroon ng isang project na medyo complex. So sabi niya, Dad, pag ano yun, hindi pa pala Dad, Han, pag-aralan mo naman itong parang After Effects. So, kaya pinag-aralan ko, it was a complex program. Tapos nung una, parang hindi ko siya maintindihan. But eventually, nung pinag-aralan ko siya, naging interested ako sa kanya. Not because of the animation, but because of the math. Kasi medyo mathematical pa rin ako, engineer. So the math and the animation side. So medyo naging interested ako on it. And then nag-aral ako about it. And then during that time, din kinasal na rin kami. After namin kinasal, tuloy-tuloy pa rin siya nagkakaroon ng projects on that. And then I just parang suddenly made that decision na if I wanted to things to work out for us, we have to focus our whole our energy on doing just one thing. So I decided ako to drop everything that I was doing. I was dropping my blog. Nagbablog pa ako noon, tapos I dropped all of my MLM, lahat ng mga MLM na sinali ako, tatlo yata yun. I dropped them all. And then
wala na yung power-power.
Wala na yung power-power. I really redirected my attention to making videos. And then, yun na nga, then we had one of our first clients at that time. His name was Mike. Very good client ng wife ko, sa wife ko yun. Tapos, we were praying about it, yung business na nga yun. Tapos God led us to that place na talagang mag-focus kami on Sophie Creatives, on that business of doing explainer videos. And then, one time lang, randomly I asked my wife, bakit kaya tayo kinuha ni Mike as a first client? Kasi wala pa kaming portfolio nun eh. Wala pa kaming things na to show. The only videos that we have done really before was mga wedding videos kasi mga kaibigan namin kinakasal. So, mga wedding, ganyan. So, that was the only thing that we really had going. And a few slideshows. And then, interestingly, yung sagot sa kanya nung client namin yun, Fight, his name was Mike, sabi niya, kayo yung pinili ko. If he was from the USA, I chose you because, you were very much involved with community work. Kasi nasi-share namin that you're part of Cobos for Christ, tapos meron kami mga households and those kinds of stuff. Nasi-share ng wife ko. Tapos naging interested siya. Apparently, he used to be a priest na umalis sa seminaryo. Hindi pala priest, parang he was supposed to be a seminarian na umalis sa seminaryo. He didn't continue. Tapos naging interested lang siya finally na may co-work siya na nakakausap niya about theology, ganyan. Yung wife ko medyo nakakausap niya about that time. So, okay. Sabi ka, parang God bless talaga yung first client na yun. And it was sort of a reassurance for us to continue on that path. Okay. So, a lot of anxiety pa rin for us during that time. Kasi we started that just really after our marriage, 2009. And then 2010 was a breakthrough year for us kasi yun nga, we started 2010, married na kami. And then, wala na akong masyadong bagahe. Wala na akong ibang ginagawa. So we just focused on really developing the business, creating portfolio. Strategy namin doon was to just get projects from Upwork na related to animated explainer video production. So my wife was the one doing it kasi magaling siya talaga sa communications and emails. I was doing the back end, the actual production work. And then we landed our very first yung big ticket client at that time, that year. I think that was $2,000. first client namin na malaki. Sabi namin, ano, laki na ito, parang ano. Kasi dati, ang nagagawa lang namin, mga $100 ang project. Malaki na yung maka $400 kami. Sabi namin, laki na yun, $2,000. So we were really yes. very happy at that time. And then, tuloy-tuloy siya. We did that project. But hindi pa siya consistent eh, at that time. So we still kept on praying. Every bid that we had to submit, we prayed about it. Everything na kailangan gawin, talagang we were constantly praying about it. And then, hindi talaga namin, ano, tapos baon pa kami sa utang nun. Kasi, kinasal kami out of the assurance of a credit card. Of my credit card. So, ayan. I had a three-figure debt. A six-figure debt at that time on my credit card na hindi ko na alam paano nangyari. And so, yeah, tuloy-tuloy, 2010, 2011. And then, 2012, ito na yung biggest. Well, 2011, actually, the biggest scare of my life happened. Scared in a good way. Kasi we learned na pregnant ng wife ko. Okay, so parang sa tatay, wala pa akong stable na trabaho, wala pa ako. Tapos, magkakaanak na ako. So parang, hindi ko na alam ang gagawin ko. So talagang kinakabahan ako noon. 2011, that was mid-2011. So hindi talaga alam noon. So I really prayed a lot. I was really working so hard, trying to do a lot of things. Yung wife ko, hindi na masyado siyang makatuto kasi medyo maselan yung pregnancy niya. Nag-bleeding siya. So, it was just me. So I was really praying a lot during that time. But the Lord was good kasi ang dami niyang parang pinapadala sa aming projects. Kahit na ako maliliit, there are small ones and then there are big ones. And then eventually, tuloy-tuloy lang yon with a lot of, ano, tapos nag-iipon ako noon. Nag-iipon ako noon para sa, ano, sa giving birth. So sabi nila, mga 90,000 daw, pag normal. But
that, wow.
Sige sa wife ko, parang ano eh, sa medical city, tapos gusto niya pa yung parang may labas, pero pag naglabas ka, yung birthing room, mamahal eh, papatak na mga 150.
Sweet. Sweet talaga.
Hindi ko alam kung ano mangyayari dito. So, nangyipon lang ako. Tapos, tuloy-tuloy lang, kinakabahan, and then eventually, due date na was supposed to be March 2012. Kaso, something happened. One and a half month before she was due, nag-burst yung ano niya, water. So, February pa lang, ma'am, siya parang, hindi ako handa nito. Tapos, dami ko pang projects na ginagawa noon. So, it was really a difficult time for me kasi kinakabahan ako kasi hindi pa ako nakakaipon. And then, dyan na yung baby, everything. Cut the story short, hindi naman siya na cesarean, so okay, normal delivery. Kaso, premature yung anak namin. So, by 2 weeks. So, he had to be left in the ICU, NICU, for about 2 weeks. So, hindi ko na-account yung part na yun. So, lumobo yung bill namin. Parang yung bill na wife ko, as expected, na bumatak siya mga 80. Pero yung bill ng anak ko, almost doubly nun.
Wow.
So, parang, tapos hindi ko alam paano ko babayaran. And everything. But yeah, through prayers and everything. And just yeah, sabi nga ng mga friends ko, no, parang pag nagkaanak ka, it's a blessing from God. Okay? Na kailangan mong tandaan. And I never realized it until that time. Noong 2012, when we had our first son, it was the breakthrough year for our business. Kasi that was the time na talagang ang dami namin nakuhang projects na high ticket. Ang dami talaga, hindi namin alam saan sila nanggagaling.
Galing.
But eventually, at that time, by the end of the year, 2012, we were able to pay off every single debt we had. We were debt-free by the end of 2012. Hindi ko alam paano nangyari. So, we were debt-free at that time. So, we started 2013 really very, you know, very parang emotionally and financially parang, ano yan? Parang comfortable na hindi kami magugutom. So, everything was perfect. And then that was the start of the journey of our business. Kasi really nag-focus kami on doing one thing. And then by that time, 2012, we had really a bunch of things na nagawa na namin at that time. doon na rin ako nag-start mag tignan na about the business side. Kasi dati puro upwork lang kami. Doon nagsimula na rin ako mag-venturing to other platforms, into other modes of getting clients. And then eventually, a few years after that, we landed one of our biggest client during that time, okay, which was, I think, we landed that project. It's a one-year project that was worth about $16,000. So that was a one-year project na ginawa namin. It was, we're making para mga 30 videos for them over a span of 1 year. So talagang parang solved kami on that year na 2014 yun. And then we got it not from Upwork but from a different platform na very exclusive to video production. So yun na, tuloy-tuloy na siya. And then everything happened. I tried to parang polish yung pricing scheme ko and everything. Getting more clients. So the way we got clients was really mostly through our website. And then my wife was really blogging during that time. So medyo active just sa blogging. And then, naging ano yan. Hindi kami social media fans. Parang hindi kami social. Even up to now, actually. Hindi kami masyadong ma-social. So, yeah, it was 3D blogs and then word of mouth. We got a lot of different clients over the years. So, yun na. Mas naging consistent na during that time. We left Upwork sometime 2015. And then, everything was really, really coming from other relationships, other portfolio, other platforms, and then, of course, parang mga direct referrals na from our clients. So, yun ang aming trabaho. So, yan ang story namin. It was really a lot of prayers, trial and error, doing things.
imagine yung roller coaster, bro, na talaga nadala mo kami dun sa ang galing ng story mo, leap of faith, 'di ba? Until dun sa end na victorious, ang galing. Yeah. Pero may follow-up question ako, bro, kasi since you mentioned na you're into creatives, video creation, content creating. Intentional ba sa inyo na parang right there and then na-identify nyo na agad na explainer video sa magiging focus natin? What was the process back then? Paano nyo na-single out na dito tayo magpo-focus? Kasi I understand marami ka talagang skills. Marami kang inventory of skills. So paano nyo na-zero in yung skill na yun na animator videos, explainer videos ang focus natin?
Okay. Good question, actually. Thinking back, ang ganda nga nung development nun eh. Kasi one of the things that I realized is, yun nga, medyo liability yung marami kang alam. Okay? That's one of the things. But during that time, when my wife was doing the videos, I was trying to learn After Effects. I was thinking about myself eh, ano ba yung talaga yung core skill ko? One of the things that I love doing. So one of the things that I love doing was really explaining things. Dahil nga coming from a professor background, medyo interested ako in explaining stuff. Even when I was working corporate, okay, one of the key things na na-appreciate ng mga tao ko on me is yung the way na parang nasisimplify ko yung mga gustong gawin, mga instructions. So, mahilig kasi ako ng list eh. Parang ganito, ito yung mga steps na gagawin natin, lista natin. Ganyan ako usually when I was working. Talagang may listahan. Tapos, kapag mayroong complex things na kami kailangan intindihin, lagi kong sasabihin sa mga staff ko, okay, we will focus only on two things. Ito lang yun, one and two. Huwag nyo lang intindihin mo. Diba? So, na-appreciate nila yung gano'n na parang yung complex thing na si-simplify mo para mabigyan mo sa under. I was really good at that. And kung lang yung inner videos was partly that eh. Kasi you have a business na parang sobrang laki nung ginagawa nila na hindi lang na nahirapan yung mga tao i-explain. So I was drawn into that na, okay, naiintindihan ko yung negosyo niya kahit technical yan eh. Kasi I came from a technical background too. Kaya kong mag-intindi ng technical stuff kahit na artificial intelligence yan or whatever that is. Give me some time and I will understand it and I will be able to explain it to you in a very simple way. So nandun na yun. Pumasok na sa akin yun. But I didn't know how to use that. until nakita ko yung aspect ng explainer videos. And at that time, 2009, 2010, bago lang siya eh. It's something na nakikita namin madaming naghahanap niyan, tapos wala masyadong nagpo-provide. So sabi ko, we can just focus on this. Hindi natin alam yung animation, pero we can learn that. Pero important skill is being able to explain. So we married that. I was good at the explanation stuff. And then, one of the things din na sobra akong na-strength ko personally is mahilig akong mag-tinker with apps. So, yung After Effects, sobra complex nun eh. Pag tinignan mo, sobra siyang complex. So, interested ako to tinker with it, learn it. So, gusto ko talaga siya. My free time, kaya ko siyang gawin. I spend the whole day just tinkering with it. So, para interested ako in that sense. So, sabi ko, pwede natin gawin yan. I-marry natin yung After Effects and this explanation, then we can create animations. So, we did that. Tapos, tutorials lang. So, dami mga tutorials on the internet until eventually, na-evolve na yung skill. And then, we made that off. Okay? So, it was really more of, parang zeroing on what your primary strengths are and looking at the market. Kasi kailangan mo rin tignan yung market eh. Okay? What's needed at that time? This time, it might be different now, pero at that time when you were starting, ang laking business ng explainer videos. Mm-hmm. And nobody was really offering it. Okay? A lot of people were just still into blogging and those kinds of stuff, mm-hmm. content marketing. Mm-hmm. So sabi ko, I want to be different. Parang set myself apart. I wasn't afraid to do a hard skill, to do something that I don't know. Okay? So I wasn't afraid to do that. So I just really took the risk of it. So dun yun, parang yun yung naging decision point namin. We weren't certain by that time, pero ano yung nangyari, parang gut feel. May need sa market, kaya kong gawin yung explanation, ang kulang na lang namin na gap is yung animation eh. But we can learn it. Okay?
Yeah.
So if we are able to combine those three, then we have a winning offer. So yun na, yun ang ginawa namin.
Galing, inspiring. Yeah.
Oo. So ayun, sa mga viewers natin, alam nyo na ha, focus lang on one thing, di ba? At we can learn naman din.
Yes. And soft skills are important. Yun eh, kasi yeah. Diba, minsan nasa stuck sila na, hindi ako techie, hindi ko alam paano gamitin yan, pero yung soft skill, dapat magka-inventory of skills sila. Di ba? Yeah. Yun yung magdadrive.
Tama yan. It's a very important aspect. You have to know among all your skills which one has a market for it. And you have to just decide na ito talaga yun, ito yung gusto kong gawin. And it has to really resonate with you on a personal level. Kasi ako, yung After Effects was really passionate about it, to learn about it. Eh. Kasi parang interested siya. Geeky ako eh. So I had to utilize my geekiness in a way.
So, alam na. Ito, next question, do you have any morning or evening routines ba to help you be productive? Kasi syempre, pag madami ng clients, ganyan.
Actually, I used to have a morning routine, except that I tend to parang hindi ko siya magawa consistently. Okay? Earlier this year, I was doing it eh, parang may exercise and then I do an early breakfast. Then I do my morning prayers during that time. And then I do, parang meron pa akong a text for my wife, a lovely text for my wife every morning. So meron ganyan, parang meron akong mga ganong ritual nun. Kaso hindi ko siya magawa consistently, especially yung working out in the morning. So medyo nag-shift ako. Kasi hirap din, lalo na sa mga bata. So ngayon, ang routine ko is I still do the breakfast. Pero medyo late na siya. Hindi na yung... Dati kasi gumigising pa ako ng 5 eh. Ngayon, ang gising ko talaga mga 7 na usually. But as I have my breakfast, I do my prayer time during that. Then I send yung message to my wife. Tapos, pero sa evening ako nag-workout. So just before I go to sleep, so may workout ako. And then just before... So ngayon, after dinner, ang ginagawa ko dyan, may time ako with the kids. as well. Especially yung youngest ko, yung daughter ko. Gusto niyan yung playtime eh, sa gabi, bago tulog. Kasi yan yung parang exclusive time niya with me. So usually nag-playtime pa kami niyan. So mamaya, meron pa kaming playtime. Habang natutulog yung mga kuya niya, yung mga kuya niya natutulog na yun na maaga, 9 o'clock. Tapos siya, awake yan, wow. 10, 11, yung daughter ko na youngest. Magpa-playtime pa kami niyan, tapos either manonood kami ng documentary or something, malicious animals, tapos kakain pa kami ng favorite fruit niya, whether mango or ano, kung ano available. So and then after that, tulog siya, saka ako mag-workout. So I work out for about an hour, just before I sleep. So yun, workout and then break. Usually, natutulog na ako around mga 12 or 1. Ganyan. Tapos morning, yun ulit, gising ka ng 7, do your breakfast, prayer time. So yun lang, importante nga yun, yung consistency na yun, na maramdaman mo siya. So kailangan ko siya i-break eh. Dati, tuloy-tuloy lang ako ng morning eh, tapos tulog na lang sa gabi. Pero kailangan ko siya i-break. Dahil hindi ko kaya talagang consistently gumising ng 5. Nahihirapan ako. Kasi mahilig din ako mag-work through the night, gabi. So minsan after ko mag-workout, nag-work pa ako eh, for about an hour or two. So, so yun.
Parang ang hirap nga ng workout sa gabi kasi ako pag workout, nagigising ako lalo eh. Baka hindi ako makatulog pag sa gabi ako nag-workout.
Ako naman gagawin ko yan, sis. Kasi wala talaga ako totally exercise sa umaga. Gagawin ko yan sa gabi.
Oh. Actually, inisip ko rin dati. Na-realize ko, mas inaantok ako actually after kung mag-workout. So,
nag-antok
na ako. So, mas malayo, mas may pinatulog ko. Sige, iba-iba lang siguro din ang ano. Issue ng iba-ibang tao.
I will follow.
Advantage lang ng location. Yung location kasi ng village namin, in front of us is a small mall. Parang Vista Mall, if you're familiar with the Vista Mall na Villar. So, in front of our house lang yung Vista Mall. So, nakakalabas ako. Kahit na alas 12 ng madaling araw, pwede akong umikot sa... Tapos walang ano, lakad lang talaga kasi walk distance. Kung hindi naman kaya umulan, sa loob lang ng bahay, meron lang akong parang stepper or stationary bike. So, yun.
Ayos. Ito, next question. Medyo seryoso na ang konti.
Yes.
Are there days when you feel like quitting? Lalo na yung mga ganong roller coaster na kwento, di ba? How or what did you do about it?
Are there days where you feel like quitting? I would say yes, but not seriously. Magkukwit ka in terms of a client, but not on what you do. Kumbaga parang, I love what I do, but there are days when I feel like hindi worth it yung mga ganitong kliyente. Minsan may mga kliyente kang hindi mo alam, unreasonable eh. But for me, it's really part of the learning process. I have never really felt I wanted to quit doing what we do. But marami akong quit in terms of a vision. Kasi before, we were thinking about having a big company, parang i-grow namin into a studio. Actually, dream ng wife ko yun. Pero I never see myself doing it anymore. Eh. Ayoko na kasi ng parang office space and having to manage a lot of people. I wanted to keep my team totally small and remote. So I gave up on that idea. Minsan, meron din ako mga ideas na parang iniisip na gawin ko pa for the company to venture into different types of offers or services. Pero I know that it will just spread myself on different aspects. So medyo kunikwit ko yung mga ideas na yun. So marami na akong tinatanggal na ideas. What I do is I try to go back into the situation where I am put at. Okay? Marami akong dreams. To be honest with you, mayroon akong mga dreams of having my own parang training, doing trainings and doing workshops and all of those things, even coming up with even a channel like this, like what you're doing, or even being active in social media. And so the thing that I realized for me is it doesn't really make me happy doing all of those things. Lalo sa social media, never pa rin talaga ako naging comfortable on the social media setting. I was supposed to launch a Facebook page earlier this year, but I start off parang hindi ko na ginawa. So parang wala nga akong time on Facebook and everything, tapos gagawa pa ako ng Facebook page. kahit nga sa Messenger, di ba? At tagal ko mag-reply eh. Kasi I'm not really on those stuff. I mean, I spend my time with my kids or doing those kinds of stuff. It's not me. Training, siguro eventually, gagawin ko siya. But that's something that I have to also balance in the household. Kasi, admittedly, meron ka din kaming struggles, like any household. Meron ka din kaming struggles with the kids and my wife. Especially right now, medyo malaking effect ng COVID sa family namin in terms of the mental health of everyone. So, as in struggle talaga siya. Minsan, lalo na yung mga bata, especially the kids. Especially yung panganay ko pa, may special needs siya. So, ang hirap sa kanya nung hindi ka meet yung friends niya. So, it's us really having to manage and balance everything while still being able to work. So, yun nga, yung work ko nga, sobrang affected talaga for a year and a half now. So, marami akong mga plans na talagang kailangan isang tabi just for the sake of the family. So, kailangan mo rin talaga na eh. Kailangan mo ipagdasal which things to go. Stop. I realize it's not all about growth and everything, but it's also about growing with sort of some balance with family life. Kasi pwedeng makakalimutan ko yung family life eh. Yung relationship with my wife kapag pinursu ko yung other things. So I really have to balance it out. Nung una parang masakit kasi parang marami kang pangarap, pero eventually marirealize mo it's worth the price eh. Kasi the price that you have to spend with your wife pag kailangan ka niya. Kasi nawiwindang na siya sa mga anak. Mami, naliliit nila, nag-aaway, away bate, tapos puno na kasi kay mommy. So, minsan kailangan parang, niya.
Parang daddy, dito ka kailangan ngayon.
parang dito ka kailangan ngayon. Kailangan niya ng break. Like yan, before our call, kailangan niya ng 1-hour break.
Yeah.
Kasi talagang nakadikit sa kanya yung tatlo. Nag-aaway. Pag may nag-aaway, mommy! Puro mommy. So, yun talaga yung reality of our household. Pero, glad kami at least na-blessed pa rin in terms of that business na nagagawa na.
Yes. Parang, in connection naman doon sa prayers and how has your faith impacted yung business nyo?
Oh wow, that's a huge thing kasi it's one of the things that we that especially when we started talagang pinagdadasal namin nga bawat proposal na isasubmit namin. Okay? Every single thing that we have to do we pray about it. And although right now hindi namin ginagawa na everything, but we pray about our business and where God wants to take it in terms of the direction. Ako rin, personally, I'm praying, even discerning where I want to take my next step and the next level. And then in one of my prayers nga, yun din na-realize ko nga na kailangan ko pa rin intindihin yung importance, the priorities that I have in life. Eh. It's really God, then it's family, and then it's work. So it has to be that way. Na hindi ko pwedeng i-pursue lang lahat ng gusto kong mangyari, dreams in terms of what I want for the business to happen. Kahit na minsan nakakaigit yung mga ginagawa ng iba. If that means I would sacrifice the time that I have to really take care of the family, that's my wife and my kids. So kailangan kong tingnan lahat yan. Okay? And even got to the point na, ayun nga eh, parang, i-give up mo yung mga good things na pangarap mo na alam mo kaya mong gawin just for the sake na ma-spend mo yung time. Ang assurance niya naman sa akin during one of my prayer times is that it will come at the right time. And I'm thinking that maybe when the kids are bigger, when they're not as needy as they are now, then there might be time to pursue the other things that I dream about. But as of the moment, this is where the Lord wants us. Ayan, yun. Yeah, medyo, ano lang eh, medyo parang cruising along with what we're doing. Not really intentional about growth, but really intentional about staying where we are, growing a little bit whenever there's an opportunity. Pero the big growth might come later on, once the kids are really a bit bigger, or once we have more control of what happens in our family. So medyo, baka pag natapos yung pandemic, kung kailan man siya matapos. Sana matapos na.
Hopefully, soon.
Soon.
Then, sa mga viewers natin dyan, if you have questions, feel free to ask your questions. And if hindi pa kayo nag-subscribe, aba eh, subscribe na tayo. Ayan. Meron ka bang ano, ay, i-take note nyo pala yon, yung every bid and every proposal, they pray about it. Kasi ganun din yung ginagawa ko. So, laging include your, ano, yung, your prayers. Hindi lang pasa-pasa, pray din. Dapat dalawin button, no? Hindi lang submit. Pray first before submit. Ayan. Meron ka bang ano? Any favorite Bible verse?
Oh, I have two. Ano yan? Isaiah 40:31. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to... Ay, di, baliktad pala, Jeremiah 10. Those who wait on the Lord will rise up on wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weak and have faith. Dalawa kasi yun eh. Yun, Isaiah 40:31 and Jeremiah 29:11. Yan. Dalawa yan. Life verse ko yan.
Yes.
Pero magbabaliktad kayo dalawa, pero yun lang.
Okay lang yan. Alam na natin. Hindi sanay sa verse eh. Ayan. Ito, I think ito na lang muna yung one last question namin bago yung tips. Is it important your beliefs and values should always connect with how you choose your clients?
Oh yeah.
Doon na-mention niya kanina in passing na may mga clients na worth quitting, di ba? Quitting na.
Bakit worth quitting?
It's one of the things na kailangan mong ano. It's not just about money. It's about being able to help or finding the clients that matches your own values. Na matutulungan mo talaga sila. Some of the difficult clients that I had were really those na parang they want to be in control of everything, which I don't like eh. Kasi as a creative, kailangan meron kang sort of creative freedom. And that's one of the things that I do during our call, initial call. That's why I never engage with any client unless we have a face-to-face call. Na kahit na sabihin mong mako-close ko yan, hindi man pala face-to-face call, online call, yan. Kahit na sabihin kong kaya kong i-close na email-email lang, I try to avoid it as much as I can kasi napaso na ako many times na gano'n lang, pa-email lang, pa-close mo. Tapos pag nakausap mo, iba pala, as in, parang ang kausap yung parang lagi ka yung kung saan lumilipad yung ideas or tapos yung tapos ang dami niya gustong ideas na ipasok tapos very bossy yung dating, may mga ganyan clients eh. So, kasi hindi ka talagang, ang treatment sa'yo para ka lang provider. So I try to have that call with them kasi during that call, I assess how they are in terms of ano yan eh, back and forth eh. Makikinig ako sa kanila, how they explain. Kaya ba nilang i-explain yung gusto nilang mangyari in a very short way, concise way. Pag mga ganyan, okay, checkmark yan. Tapos pag nagsasalita ako, nakikinig ba sila? At naiintindihan ba nila yung sinasabi ko? So yun, check din yan. Meron kasi iba na lang hindi nila naiintindihan yung sinasabi ko. Eh, parang hindi kami nag-match. So iba yung gusto nilang mangyari. So yan yung mga things na chine-check ko. So it's not just about the project and the work. It's about the other person that I'm gonna work with. So yan yung mga parts na chine-check ko during the call. So, it's not just about, you know, parang discovery call. So yun yung mga na chine-check ko. Pag may mga red flags, okay, tatagyan ko na. So I'll find a way to politely, you know, politely decline the project. Mm. Ganyan.
Yes.
Tingnan mo rin talaga.
Correct. Kaya napaka-importante ng discovery call, ha? Ayan, sige. Ito na yung portion na pinakahihintay ng mga creatives natin. Yung tips mo for ano, pricing. Tips and pricing video creatives, yeah.
Yeah.
Sige, take it away, Charlie. Ikaw muna.
Okay, so where do you wanna start? Okay. So, actually, kailangan ba may slide? Wala naman akong slides, actually.
No, di naman, di naman.
Okay. So, I just prepared parang sort of five tips that I can share with you guys. And then it's free flowing then. If you have any questions that you would want to ask, that's okay. Okay? Number one, first tip, especially for creatives. Ano? Ito yung talagang I try to tailor this for creative professionals. First tip that I have is number one, price the client, not the job. Okay. What do I mean by it? What I mean by it is whenever we price our services, let's not just look at the scope of work that we are supposed to do, but also look at the client behind it. Okay? Kasi hindi pwedeng ang kliyente mo, halimbawa, is a multinational company and you charge peanuts to them. Okay? Kasi ang titreat, hindi ka nila ititreat seriously kapag yung kliyente mo nag-expect ng is willing enough to spend a bigger budget to be able to make a good creative, maybe a video or something. And then, yung presyo na binibigay natin is presyo pang ano lang, pang mom and pop shop. Okay? So, you have to be able to have to price the client, not the job. And ang consequence nito, and this is something na ano, na siguro very familiar ang a lot of creatives eh. I want you to start ditching your rate cards. Kasi very common practice yan in the creative industry na meron tayong rate cards. Like, halimbawa, logo creation, itong presyo na to. Creating social media posts, itong presyo nito. Creating a one-minute video, itong presyo nito. Meron tayong parang rate cards. Okay? I used to have those, but I ditched them a long time ago. Okay? And what I do right now is before I even quote a client on a project is engage mo sila with a conversation. Try to know where they are. Try to know what they want to achieve. And if you can, try to know their budget as well. Okay? Ako, in every conversation, that's what I try to do. I try to get to understand what their budget is or kung hindi ko makuha yung budget nila, I try to get a sense of what where it might fall, even a price range for their budget. Okay? So that's what I do. I ditched my rate cards a long time ago. Dati may pricing pa ako niyan. Like, parang naalala ko, ang 1 minute video sa akin noon was 1,500. Tapos every 30 seconds was about $500. So meron akong pricing na ganoon. Pag may nag-inquire, automatic yung bibigay ko sa kanila. And nang nangyayari noon, it doesn't lead me to close a lot of clients. Okay? Yun ang nangyayari sa akin yun eh. Marami ako hindi ako close kasi minsan, pag nakita nila yung budget, ay okay, hindi na kaya, masyadong mahal or something like that. When I ditched my rate card and I engaged them in more conversations, so what I did was, yun nga, nagko-calls muna kami before I send a quote. And doon ko na-realize, may mga needs sila na hindi nila na-express usually kapag nag-email lang kayo. So may mga napag-uusapan kami na importante sa kanila na hindi nila nasasabi. And then it becomes an important factor when I set my pricing. Okay? And which leads me to my next, ano, which leads me to my next tip, which is, okay, we as creatives, we actually offer more value than the service we provide. Okay? You have to understand that we offer more value than just the service that we provide. Okay? What's an example for that? Here's one. Like, for example, me. I make animated videos for them. Okay? That's the skill that I offer. I make an animated video. Okay? But sometimes, may mga clients ka na merong important things sa kanila na hindi na ko-cover noon. Like, for example, yung iba sa kanila, gusto na aside from that video that you produce, kailangan nila ng tulong in terms of promoting that video. So you can actually offer that service as an add-on na pwedeng gumawa ka ng mga short, like for example, for me, I make short 15-seconder videos as well. Aside from the big video, I offer that as an add-on service na meron tayong short 15-seconder videos that you can use for their social media promotion. And another times is kailangan pala nilang i-translate yung video nila into different languages later on. So you can actually add on that as an offer na either ikaw na magta-translate for them or you send to them the project file para they can translate. And you can actually also tailor that project file na templated para madali nilang ma-edit later on. So that becomes an added service for you. Another example is sometimes meron silang creative team na mag-work with parang using the video for other purposes o meron silang creative team na gusto nila eventually mag-create ng videos na pwede mo turuan, then you can offer that as a teaching, parang turnkey approach na tuturuan mo rin yung team nila. Marami kang pwedeng i-offer na service to them other than what you do. And you have to think about that. Malalaman mo lang yun during a call, during a conversation. Ang isang example nga yan is just this past month, I had the client, they're one of the big sound companies, a multinational company based in the US. Sabi lang nila sa email nila sa akin, they needed a video in 3 weeks. Okay? And then, yun lang. If I just took their word for it, they needed a video in 3 weeks, what's the price for it? I could have just quoted them based on that. But then we went into a call. Na-realize ko, tanong ko sila, bakit 3 weeks nyo lang kailangan? Bakit may 3 weeks? Kasi kailangan pa daw nilang ipadala yung video to 5 different teams nila globally para i-translate yung video na yun into different languages, to 5 different other languages. So nung nalaman ko yun, then it became an added service na binigay ko sa kanila. So na-realize ko, kaya pala kailangan nila ng 3 weeks kasi kailangan pa i-translate ng ibang teams. So sabi ko sa kanila, give me 5 weeks. We'll finish the video in 5 weeks. I will include the translations already. So that is one of the offer that I gave to them. So hindi na kailangan nilang istorbuhin yung mga global team nila. Ako na yung gagawa ng translations for them. So that becomes an added service and I priced it accordingly. So yun yung things na matututunan ninyo when you engage them in a conversation. Okay? So you have to look at the different values that you can offer your clients. It's not just what you do, but you understand their problem, what their needs are, and then tailor a solution that is very specific for them. All right? So that is my tip number 2. Okay? So we as creatives, we offer more value than our skills. So you have to think about what those values are. Okay? And which also leads me now to my third tip is always offer options. Okay? Ito, very important to. Kasi this was one mistake that I made earlier in my career is that whenever a client asks me, ano ba yung quote nito, I will always give them just one figure. Okay? Which was my mistake. Nowadays, whenever I send a quote to a client, I will always have 3 options at most. Okay? 2 at the minimum, but I try to always come up with 3 different options. The way I think about it is that 3 different ways of working together. Okay? Yan yung mga things na ginagawa. 3 ways of working together. So the high price option, the middle price option and then the low price option. Okay. My high price option is always, I always try to think about it as kapag hindi limitation ng budget, ano yung pwede kong gawin for you to help you achieve your goal. So I will list down there everything that I can do for them and then price it as high as I can. Okay. So that's usually the option. And then the bottom option that I always offer them will always be around their budget. So ano yung pwede kong gawin within your budget range? Okay? So yan yung nilalagay ko on the lowest option. And then the middle option, what I usually do that is I take the lowest option, the budget, and then add some bits to it na feeling ko will help them achieve their goals better. And then I price it a little higher. So that's how I tailor it. So lagi akong mayroong high, middle, and low priced option. In that way, kapag nakita ng client yung proposal ko, hindi nila masasabi kagad na, ay, ang mahal naman. Kasi they are comparing it eh. Kasi pag sinabi nilang, pag isang price lang ang binigay mo, wala silang point of comparison. Ang tendency, i-compare ka nila with another creative. So, ngayon, ang nagiging competition mo is your proposal with another creative's proposal. Pero, kapag may option ka, you're competing against your three options. Basically, a client achieves it, oh, ito yung lowest option niya, ito yung presyo. Ito yung highest option niya, ito yung presyo. Ano yung comparison nito ng tatlo? So, they're comparing your three different options. And they're choosing from one of those. So, whichever they pick, you win. Di ba? The chances of you landing the job is higher than giving them just one figure and then they're comparing you to another creative. Okay? To be honest with you, when I started offering options, I increased my closing rate. Kasi yun nga, meron silang point of comparison eh, na iba-ibang options. So whatever they pick, the high, the middle, or the low price option, I win. Kasi ako ang gagawa. Kami pa rin ang gagawa yun eh. So you still get the project. All right? So yun. Always offer options. And next. Next tip that I have is ito. Don't limit yourself to one pricing model. Okay? Don't limit yourself to one pricing model. Alam ko maraming, it's a good thing na kung magagawa natin yung value-based pricing. Okay? But the truth is, not every project is fit for value-based pricing. Okay? Not everything. May mga projects na okay lang na i-price mo siya based on a project-based thing. May mga projects na pwede mo siyang pressurehan on a time-based project. Okay? Personally, ako, gusto ko talaga yung value-based pricing. Okay? And I try as much as I can to do that. But it's a difficult thing to do, especially if you're not experienced with it. Kasi value-based pricing is all about conversations. Eh? Figuring out what the client needs and then pricing it based on the value that they attach to that particular service. Okay? So, medyo ano yun? It's a high-level kind of pricing. But one of the things na often ginagawa ng mga freelancers is meron kang project-based pricing, which is based on the scope of work that you have to do and based on a project. Tapos naglalagay ka rin ng parang profit on top of it. And then the other one is a time-based, which is kung nagsisimula ka, a lot of freelancers start this way, especially in the Upwork, you have a parang an hourly rate on that time. Okay? Ang sinasabi ko lang dito is that whether it's an hourly rate or a day rate, whether it's a project-based rate or whether it's a value-based kind of pricing, they're all valid pricing models. And then you have to pick the best one that you can utilize for each project. Case in point, okay? I had a client before na maglo-launch pa lang siya ng project niya. Product niya, and they wanted to make a big splash on Instagram and then social media. Okay? And then they wanted to have an explainer video for it. So, nung nakita ko yon, it was a prime thing for value-based pricing. So, I engaged them into a conversation and realized that they have they have three different markets that they want to reach. So initially, sabi nila, one video lang kailangan nila. But then, when I had this conversation with them, they were trying to target three different markets. And then they wanted to make a big splash on Instagram when they launched. So doon ko pinasok yung value-based pricing kasi nakita ko yung need nila eh. Okay, para ma-achieve natin to, let's make a separate video for each of your market. And then let's make para mga small, tawag dito, small social media posts that you can spread or you can use on Instagram to help promote your business. So I included an entire package for them na parang talagang launch package, a video launch package na pwede lang gawa. And then I value-based that price. So nilagyan ko lang talaga ng attached value yon for them. Okay, and eventually it landed us that huge project. So yun yung one of the value-based model na ginawa ko. And then another, for example, a project-based model naman, eto, a client comes to me, sabi nila, kailangan namin ng ano, isang short video kasi mag-re-retire na yung aming CEO and they wanted to have sort of a parang a thank you video for their CEO. So sabi ko, okay, pwede naman natin gawin. But pagkasabi pala nila na doon, alam mo na hindi mo pwedeng i-value-based yun eh. Kasi walang attached na revenue doon. It's just a way of them saying thank you to a boss who's retiring already. Di ba? So, paano mo pag-uusapan ng revenue line? Paano pag-uusapan ng ROI? Wala eh. Kasi it's just a thank you. So, right at that moment, value-based pricing is out of the question. But I had to use a project-based price. So, ano yung scope natin? Ano yung gagawin natin? So, basically, tinignan ko lang ano yung mga gagawin natin, what can you provide, ano yung service na kailangan mo, and then I priced it based on that. Hindi ko na nilagay doon yung mga options na pwede mo makuha yung project file kasi wala namang silbi sa kanila yung project file after that. So, it's just really us doing the work for them para may timeline lang sila. And then, you just have to make sure that they're happy about it. So, it's a prime thing for project-based pricing. Okay? And another example, time-based naman. Okay. I had the client. Kailangan nilang gumawa ng parang 180 videos within a span of 6 months na training videos na i-edit. So, parang nung initially, pwede ko i-value-based price to. Kaya lang, alam kong wala silang budget for it. Okay? Wala silang budget for it eh, na tapusin yon. So sabi ko sa kanila, ganito natin gawin. Instead of hiring us for 6 months, why don't you finish everything? Kasi sabi nila, during that 6 months, ipoproduce nila yung 180 videos. Tapos i-edit namin during that. Sabi ko, why don't you spend a few months to finish all 180 videos? And then, come back to us, and then we will work on it for a period of 2 months only. And then we will charge you for a 2 months work. So basically, ang ginawa ko, pinackage ko, magkano ba yung ibibill ko sa iyo for a 2 months work? Like, for example, a full-time work for 2 months. Ito yung rate na yun. So, binase ko lang siya based on time. Okay? So, 2 months exclusive for you. Gagawin ko yung project for you for a period of 2 months. Pag hindi natin natapos yung 2 months, magbabayad ka ng extra for another extra month or anything. Okay? So, I was able to have the price lower. Okay? But at the same time, ginawa nila in bulk yung project nila. Instead na 6 months, took us about mga 3 months to finish everything. Okay, by half the time. And then they engaged us for a two-month period. Bayad nila kami for 2 months. Na parang full-time work. Which is just based on time. It wasn't based on value or project-based. Parang, paggawa nyo sa amin ang paggagawa nyo within that two-month period, gagawin namin. Basta as long as it's in the scope of the project. So we were doing that. So gawa lang kami ng gawa within that 2 months. Pero if after 2 months, hindi pa rin tapos, magbabayad kayo for that extra month. Which is what they're doing right now. They're actually paying us that extra month. Kasi hindi lang natapos in 2 months. So yeah. So that's tip number 4, I think. Tama ba?
5 na.
Ah, 5 na. Okay. So sige. Pwede ako mag ano? Ano yun?
Ay! Sorry. Ano ba yan? Mali na pindot ko. Sorry!
Magdagdag lang ako ng isa.
Okay? Sige, go.
And this one is, ano, pricing tip is value is subjective. Okay? So you have to always think about this. And this is very important. Ang value is a subjective thing. Okay? Wala kang pwedeng attach na monetary thing. Kasi what a client, how a client values something is totally up to them. Wala kang way to influence it. Okay? Kaya hindi nag-work yung how do I convince my client to get my rate? It will never happen. Because value is always subjective. If the way they think about, like for example, a video, kapag ang presyo lang nila for a video, if sabihin natin $500, there is no way that you can convince them that your service is worth $1,500 or $2,000. Because yung value na inattach nila doon is $500 lang. So you can just simply walk away from that engagement. Okay? Hindi mo sila pwedeng i-convince. It's just like, I can never convince my wife pag set na yung mind niya on something. Hindi mo magagawa yun, like mga husband niya. Hindi mo magagawa yun, di ba? Pag nakaset na yung mind niya on something, there's no way that you can convince her any other way. Kasi may naka-attach na doon eh. Okay? May emotional attachment na yung value na yun for them. So there's no way. Kaya yung mga nagsasabi sa creatives na, paano ko makukonvince yung client na ganito yung rate? There is no way that you can convince them. Because that value is subjective to them. So the only thing that you can do is find better clients who attach a better value on your service. Okay? So you have to find that. So important yan. Huwag nating isatabi yan. And a good example that I always have that is like, for example, yung laptop mo nasira. Pag nasira ang laptop mo, ikaw personally, iiyak ka. Pupunta ka sa kung maghahanap ka ng paraan para ma-repair siya. Hahanap ka. Kasi trabaho mo yun eh. Your life depends on that, na kikita ka during, for that thing. May value talaga sa iyo na you will isasatabi mo lahat ng schedule mo buong araw just to have that laptop repaired and up and running in the shortest possible time. Because you have a value attached to that. That is your livelihood. Pero, sa nanay mo, ang value ng laptop mo is sanity mo lang. Gusto niya ma-repair yan kasi para hindi na umiiyak yung anak ko at para nandito na ulit siya. At yun yung value nun sa kanya. Yung sanity ng anak ko. Walang value sa akin yung kita mo dyan. Gusto niya ma-repair yan as much as possible. Oh, tapos, sa kapatid mo, ang value lang niyan is, kung meron kang maliit na kapatid o anak, maliit anak, ang value ng laptop na yan is wala akong papanoorin ng Netflix. So, like, ano, nasira yung laptop ko sa anak ko, wala silang pakialam doon. Nabuhasan lang sila ng gadget na pampanoodan ng Netflix o papanoodan ng YouTube. That's the only value that they attach to it. Hindi sila kangawa, hindi sila iiyak. Nawalan lang sila ng pagpapanoorin ng Netflix. So, yun yung value na inattach nila doon. Okay? So, hindi mo mababago yun. Kasi that's them. And that's the same way with clients. May value silang ina-attach on your service. Kapag maliit yung value nila doon, no way you can convince them. Better find another client will give you more value. So yun. Those are some of the tips that I want to share with you when you do pricing.
Galing. Really, really helpful. Oh, nami ko natutunan doon.
Oo.
Yeah. Iba talaga pag naka-focus ni Shke, yung the way mag-share ng tip talagang iba. Hindi siya general tip na makikita mo lang on.
No, blood, so.
Oo, galing. Thank you for that. Grabe.
Welcome.
Ayan. Ito na. Ito yung isa pa nga. Medyo personal na naman tayo ngayon.
Sure.
So may ano tayo, may fast Q&A na tinatawag.
Personalan talaga.
Okay.
Ano lang, parang pipili ka lang A or B, pwedeng both, pwedeng neither, or kung may iba kang naisip. Yun.
Walang so, isipan to, yeah. Walang isipan, bro. Hindi kailangan ng pagiging geeky dito. Sige, sige, sige. Ready when you're ready.
Go!
Sige, first question, dog or cat?
Dog.
Diet or exercise?
Exercise.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Beach or mountain?
Beach.
Read or write?
Read.
White hair or no hair?
White hair.
E-book, hard copy, or audiobook?
Hard copy.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Beg for forgiveness.
Ito hindi either or na question. What's your dream when you were a child?
What's my dream when I was a child? Ako, yun na. Hindi, dream ko talaga maging engineer.
Oh, nakuha naman talaga.
Nakuha naman talaga. Nag-career lang.
Yan. What's something you could eat or drink for a week straight? Except water and rice daw ha, bro.
Ano? Eat or drink for a?
Week straight. Isang linggo. Yun lang.
Ah, isang linggo. Okay. Ah, drink is ano, tea. Eat is tawag dito, fried chicken.
Wow. Oh. Yan, last but not the least na question. If you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Wow, that's a wonderful question. Okay, have I been a good father?
Oh. Grabe talaga. Hanggang sigad nakakausapin. Yung pa rin.
Father and husband, actually. Father and husband.
You are indeed. Based sa mga nakwento mo kanina.
Oo.
So that concludes our past Q&A. Thank you for playing with us.
Ito na lang. One last piece of advice sa ating mga aspiring freelancers.
Okay. Piece of advice for them. I always give this advice to them. It's focus on one thing. One thing. Talaga. Kasi if you do that, ano yun eh, mas malaking leaps ma-achieve mo on that aspect. Like, yun nga, focus on one market, focus on one skill, okay? Mas malaki yung ma-achieve mo kesa you're trying to do a lot of different things. Okay? Huwag kang masway na kung ano yung ginagawa ng iba. Minsan, ganda itong market na to, ah, itong market na to, ah, ganda itong skill na to, ah, pwede nga itong skill na to. Ah. Focus on what you're really passionate about in terms of your skill and the market that you want to serve. Do it well enough. Do it for a year. Do everything you can to focus just on those things. And I guarantee you may results ka makukuha doon. Better than trying to jump off from one market and skill to the other. Important yan. Okay? Sa dami ng options na meron kang available right now, the only limitation you have is really your capability to zero in on something very specific that is right for you. If you're able to do that, then that's one step closer to your finding success as a freelancer. All right? Yun.
Yun. Hey, ayan. You. Wala ka ba talagang ipopromote?
Wala masyado. I have classes, pero hindi kasi siya, no? Hindi siya online. It's more for PCCI. Well, siguro kung ano, kung ipopromote man ako, I will promote the, you know, if you want to learn about After Effects, creating explainer videos, you can visit Philippine Center for Creative Learning, pcci.com.ph. I teach there. It's actually a school. that offers different creative services. So I'm one of the instructors there. So I teach their basic After Effects, advanced After Effects, and then creating explainer videos. So meron akong classes doon. So you can enroll there. Yung schedule lang hindi ako sure ngayon, pero they publish schedules on a regular basis kung kailan. Pero I know that I have a class in 2 weeks' time and in the middle of August. So in the middle of August, I think baka available pa yon. Try to look into that. It's a basic After Effects class. You can enroll in cci.com.ph. Okay?
Okay.
Hindi sa akin yun. I'm just an instructor there. But that business is, that's where I teach. Okay? Habang hindi ko pa na-fulfill yung personal dream ko to have my own workshop, I teach with them.
Yes. Hintay mo na maglakihan ng mga kids. Hintay mo na maglakihan ng mga kids.
Hintay ko muna. Ayan, nag-aabang na nga
sila. Enjoy muna, enjoy.
Yes. Yes. Minsan lang.
Ilalagay na lang namin sa description yung link na sinabi ni Charlie. So, for our viewers there, ano yung pinaka-favorite na tip nyo na binigay ni Charlie? So, pwede nyong share sa amin sa comment section. And if you're not subscribed yet, alam nyo na, click subscribe, i-thumbs up nyo na rin. Tapos share nyo sa mga creative friends nyo para mas maganda yung pricing nila sa mga services nila. Diba? Yan. So, thank you. Thank you, Charlie, for your time. Overtime. Overtime. And for our viewers, we'll connect with you again next week.
All right.
Bye and God bless.
Bye. God bless everyone. Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Belle. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. God bless you all. Happy weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Belle. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Belle's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode, and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.